Lissa Radke is with the Lake Superior Binational Forum, sponsors of Lake Superior Day. They recently put out a call inviting the residents and communities around the lake to participate and plan activities. Welcome, Lissa.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now, before we talk about Lake Superior Day, what is the Lake Superior Binational Forum?
Well, the Lake Superior Binational Forum is a group of 24 American and Canadian citizen stakeholders who work with local, provincial, state, federal, and tribal governments to find ways to collectively protect and restore natural resources in the Lake Superior Basin. And this actually is our year of our 20th anniversary in 2011.
Well, congratulations. So how does Lake Superior Day fit into that mission, and how did it get started?
Well, the forum wanted to find ways to help people connect personally to the world's largest freshwater lake. Sometimes when we live around something like a lake or a mountain range or some other beautiful natural feature, we see it all the time and we tend to forget it. But the forum knew that the lake was essential to our way of life, our economy, and to the natural environment that we enjoy. And we looked for a way to find a time to highlight the importance of the lake in our lives. And one of our members had remembered that way back in 1991, a couple of groups around the lake had celebrated a Lake Superior Day in the third Sunday in July. And so the forum decided in 2004 to revive that day, and we decided that we would be the group that would promote it all around the lake and help people come up with ideas and materials to have celebrations in their own communities.
So you recently put out a press release encouraging people, families, businesses, churches, communities, everybody really, to get involved in Lake Superior Day. How can we do that?
Well, people can get involved anywhere from the individual level to having a whole community festival, either planning an event or participating in an event. And these ideas can be as simple as, we have some artists over in the Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan side who will be taking their painting supplies and going outside along the shipping locks. And they'll be painting Lake Superior scenes outside, and they've taken some of our free materials, and they'll be offering those to people as they stop along the way. We know lots of families who tell us that they have celebrated. They can do something as simple as make or take kites and go out to their favorite beach and fly some kites and have a picnic and pick up litter along the beach. We have numerous libraries who set up displays of their Lake Superior materials, their videos, their books. We have many community festivals and communities around the lake. So you can really enter the Lake Superior Day celebration at any point that you want to, either personally or in a larger group.
So people are encouraged to participate, but also to create events for people to participate in.
That's right. Mm-hmm. For example, we have probably about 30 different ministers of different faiths who have created different events for their congregations to get involved with. This can be something as simple as having a special sermon or program about the importance of water in our lives, to even people who have had baptisms of babies or water blessings, where clergy take their congregations down to the lake shore if their church is not far from the lake shore, and have a water ceremony followed by a potluck. So people can participate in events near them, or they can help plan and organize an event. We have some free materials. Anybody can email us at lakesuperiorday@northland.edu. So and just ask for what materials we have, and you can order as many as you want for your event or your family or your school or your radio station and offer them to people. They're all free. We are supported by grants from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Environment Canada, which allows us to help people organize events as well as they have these materials printed to distribute them.
Lissa, in conclusion, why do you think it's important to focus attention on Lake Superior?
Well, you know, it's really a privilege, I think, to live in a community that's on the shore of one of the largest freshwater bodies of water in the world. And although Lake Superior is the cleanest of all the five Great Lakes, it still needs protection from some really big challenges. For example, more and more mines are being proposed along the shores of our Great Lake. with huge potential for really long-term destructive consequences. We've got aquatic invasive species, we've got chemical pollutants, we have stormwater pollutants from erosion and large storm events. So we're not out of the woods. It's one of the cleanest lakes in the world, but it's also under a lot of challenges.
We'd like to keep it one of the cleanest lakes in the world.
We would. That's exactly right. And it does need our help. Everybody can do something to help protect or restore the lake. All actions are important. As I said earlier, since we see the lake every day, it's easy for it to become invisible, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. We just might forget about it. But since we all use and need this lake and the natural environment around it to survive, it's essential that we don't forget how important it is to our lives, and that we take responsibility at least one day of the year to remember and celebrate that connection to the lake.
Thanks for joining us, Lissa. Anything else right now?
I just encourage people to contact us. If you're looking for ideas, go to our website at superiorforum.org or get in touch with us personally at Lake Superior Day at northland.edu.
Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
That was Lissa Radke of the Lake Superior Binational Forum about Lake Superior Day, held every year on the third Sunday in July. This year, that's Sunday, July 17th. For more information, go to superiorforum.org.